Hey, RoboBins here. My mic may have broken in transit somehow. The audio is super slowed for some reason and it sometimes drops out. I did my best to fix this and hopefully, by the next episode, this is fixed. Sorry. Enjoy the episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to Stomach Radio Hour, Post Nuclear Podcast. I'm your host Vince, welcome to the show. I'm here with...
your high ponytail host, Olive.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I am finished getting over my jet lag,
for yeah? the most part. Really? Was it that bad?
Yeah. It wasn't that bad, but I needed, like, a day. For anyone that doesn't know, I recently traveled to Colorado because Vince did something pretty cool.
I now live there.
Yeah.
That's why the past 2 months, I want to apologize right away. The past 2 months have kind of been a little slow. It's because when you're planning a trip that takes fucking almost 1,800 miles, it takes a lot. Especially when you're putting all of your life into a car and then a trailer. It takes quite a bit, so I kind of needed that time. This is the first episode of 2021. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We're not quite international yet, but we are cross-country, I guess. there were some other things I want to address. So here in Colorado, we're like 7,000 feet above sea level. I am not sure how to breathe here yet. Still figuring it out.
It's crazy. It's for people that, like, haven't ever been there or, like, gone in crazy shifts of
elevation
where Vince used to live, it was less than 1,000.
Oh, I think it was like less than don't underestimate it. It's like less than like 200.
It was like less than 200 and now it's like 7,000. So
feet above sea level,
the oxygen density there is like only like 16%, where like where I am, it's like 21%. So your body needs to like figure that out.
Yeah, if I talk for too long, which I know is going to be a problem with the show, but if I talk for too long, I get like winded, where I get like dizzy and I need to sit down. Like it's crazy. Like you were here, so we drove from Pennsylvania to Colorado, and then she flew back, and. Like, just getting everything out of the car and everything out of the trailer was rough.
It was exhausting.
Real rough. Yeah, and it was just like, this shouldn't be as big of a problem as it is. But hey...
I would have never guessed that it was that, like, intense.
Neither would I. I knew that it was like... I was speaking to someone who said they flew out here years ago to go skiing. And, like, just walking to the ski lift, they were out of breath. And I was like, But, it's...
You believe them now.
yeah. And it's, like, really weird to see, like legal pot stores and shit. And, like, you're just driving and just see people come in and out, buying drugs. And it's like, ha, look at that. It's fucking legal here. Oh, my God. There's a bunch of innocent people of color in prison because of this. And it's legal here. Wow. Yeah. Okay. It just
must be like a crazy feeling.
It's nuts. It's nuts. And like, I don't even know. It's fucking crazy.
I remember when we were driving in, there was one that looked like a gas station, but for buying weed.
Yeah. Like,
isn't that crazy? It was like entirely like green and black themed. And yeah. It's a different gas. Yeah.
It's a different culture. It's a different way of life here. The shelf is no longer behind me. If you've been paying attention, if you watch on YouTube, you might have seen that the shelf is slowly kind of disappearing. You might be able to see, depending on how I crop the video, right here, there-ish, I have my boxes. That's all the fall stuff. That box on the bottom is actually the T-51B helmet.
But, so, still repping the Fallout stuff, is just in a box.
Yeah, actually, the box that I'm on, that I'm using as a, because I don't have anything set up, is a box that is labeled as not a nuke. And it's the collector's edition nuke. Because I thought, you know what, if a cop pulls us over for whatever reason while we're driving, and they need to go through our shit, they're not going to go through the box that says not a nuke, because it obviously says it is not
it's
a nuke.
It's obviously not a nuke, yeah.
Yeah, that's why, like, you know... not a nuke, not a gun, not drugs. Like, they're not going to go through. They're not going to waste time. So, yeah.
It's like a law or something.
Mm. So, yeah. I'm here. I don't know how the acoustics are going to sound, so I apologize if this episode is a little wonk with that.
It seems a little bit more echoey than usual, but like once you put up like curtains and like your banners and stuff, that'll start to like dampen.
Once I get you a shelf,
those, like put those like plushy things that you can put on the wall with those foam.
I was thinking about getting some of those. I just want those in general, but like my walls are white, my room is bare. Everything in transit was fine except for a TV. I had a big 50-inch TV, and I had to go to Best Buy and pick up not a brand. It was an open box, but still. Which sucks.
I got a great deal on that.
It was a fucking deal. But still, we're here. It's now in a new kind of phase. We're trying to figure this out. We're trying to do what we got to do. Again, I want to apologize for the past really 2 months of it being weak. But we're back. Mm-hmm. Back at it. Before we really, really get into it, I think we should thank some people quick.
Of course, we've got plenty of lovely people that support us on Patreon, and it's never required to support us on Patreon, but if you do, then you can hear yourself in the episodes and get put into a rotation to play Fallout D&D with us.
If you're in the right tier. Hey, yes. Speaking of which...
Please don't hurt me.
How's the editing going?
Let's talk about it later.
Let's thank some people.
We've got some people to thank. First up is Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Then we have Gage, but twice.
Thank you, Gage, once for the Patreon and the second time for the Discord. Gage paying for the Discord allows us to stream. Right now, all of us are showing each other our video through Discord because we use Discord to record in it. So thank you for that.
We also have Jordan with a Y.
Thank you, Jordan with a Y.
Next up, we have Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
And Bones Jones.
Thank you, Bones Jones.
Now, thank you, everyone, for supporting us.
We were doing the antagonists for a little while. Mm-hmm. We got away from the antagonists because of everything with the holidays. It kind of ended at a right time. And I'm not completely set up here. And that's what a lot of today was, with a lot of like getting the loose ends and just kind of relaxing. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to talk about this later. God of War 2018 or whatever year it came out is fucking amazing. More on that later. I wanted to get back into the swing of things. I also don't have any notebook with me. I apparently left all my notebooks at home, or they're in a box somewhere, and I just haven't gotten to it yet. Because I still have... It's surprising how much shit you own. So I don't know where the boxes are. I'm going off the wiki, fallout.fam.com. I thought something nice, a fan favorite, my roommate... Chris and I have been going on these long tangents of just who would be best for the Wasteland in New Vegas. Chris is a massive fan of New Vegas, and we'll talk about the influence of Incluia and the and how I think what would happen toward the end of the events of Fallout New Vegas, and how at the end of it all, Incluia would most likely become the new Khaizar, but that's an entire different episode for another day.
It's a different episode.
But when we were driving around today, I kind of just looked at him and I said, we're going to do the lore on Rex, the Robo-Dog from The King. So I thought that would be fun because people like dogs. Ha ha.
Of course.
So, his little...
And for people that don't like dogs, at least you get to kill one in that quest.
Yeah. So, Rex is a Mark III Cyberhound Leo support model, serial number B955883, known as the people of... known to the people of Freeside as Rex, the cyber dog. He is owned by the King, and, suffers from neural degradation as a result of his aging brain. Now, you do get Rex as a companion.
Turning to mush.
Sorry?
brains just turn into goop.
Yeah, he, what I like here, and Chris and I were talking about this in the car, Rex is a Denver City Police Department, has an affiliation with the Denver City Police Department pre-war, Dogtown. I didn't mean to make this a Colorado thing. My bad.
it's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. And then Kaiser formerly, which we'll get into a little bit later, and the King, and then the Courier. The Courier will be able to use Rex. And he also has his own card, the Five of Spades. And you get him, like I said, with the King. He's technically 209 years old. I don't know if that's dog years or if that's human years. I'm going to guess it's human years.
I'm going to assume human years, yeah.
What's it, 7 years for a dog? Google this. Type in 7 × 209. I want to see how old this boy is. This good boy. Ha ha.
1,463 dog years.
Do you think you could teach him new tricks?
Oh, for sure.
Cool. Part German Shepherd, Rex is a Cyberhound Mark III Leo, which stands for Law Enforcement Officer, a support model that has been around since the pre-war times. He was born as a regular dog in 2072 and served in the Denver Police Department. Sometime before the war, he was cybernetically enhanced and turned into the Cyberdog with the serial number that I mentioned before. Although the circumstances of his cybernetic alterations remain unknown, he survived the destruction of Denver and the harsh wastelands, eventually becoming Kaiser's companion for a time, but was lost in battle. He later reached Freeside, where he came under the ownership of the King, who loves him dearly. Rex does not like rats or cats, according to the King. The King says he dislikes, The King says his dislike of hats come from the fact that it rhymes with rat. In recent years, Rex...
Can't argue there.
In recent years, Rex's brain has been degenerating, and Rex has been slowly dying. The King has contacted the followers of the Apocalypse, seeing if they can do anything to help Rex, but they do not have the capabilities to perform brain surgery, nor the knowledge of cybernetics that is needed. However, the followers do know that Dr. Henry in Jacobstown has the expertise and is likely Rex's last hope.
Man... When I said fuck 12, I didn't mean Rex.
No, fuck 12.
But he's a good boy.
He's a good boy, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah.
He's a, what do you call it?
He's a cop, damn.
Is this an entry about a dog or a pig?
But,
So you can replace Rex's brain, prevent him from his neurodegradation. There's several brains. I'm sure that they're going to be here. I'm going to go over the ones that you can trade them with. But the Courier chooses, if the Courier chooses to examine Rex closely, he will discover that Rex has a weathered painting of a bull on his side, which is Kaiser's Legion. I'm not sure if it says it here on the wiki. I read through it quick, but I might have missed it. Chris was telling me earlier that if you take him to the dude at Kaiser's Legion camp that is like the Hound's Master, where Lupa is, you bring him there and he's like, that looks like Kaiser's dog.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Did you read the one about the Wild Wasteland trait that involves Rex?
I did not.
It's really cool.
You want to read it for the class?
Yes, I do. If the player has the Wild Wasteland trait, Rex will say, Aroo! At the Courier at a random time. The Courier can then ask if Jimmy has fallen down a well. This is random and does not always happen. This adds the location of Jimmy's well to the map. Down in the well, the Courier will be confronted by a mole rat, and there will be a skeleton. Next to him, there's a rare BB gun, 2 tins of BBs, a super stim, and a rawhide cowboy hat, which is, of course, a reference to Lassie.
Wow. That's never happened to me.
Yeah, I always take Wild Wasteland, but I've never had that happen. That's so funny. I really like that. Did Jimmy fall down the well, boy?
If Rex dies, the King will have... It's just some quick notes. If Rex dies, the king will have a few solemn words about his passing. If the courier has a hat equipped when he first talks to Rex, he'll start barking at them because of his hatred for hats. He will continue barking if the courier or the other companion is still wearing a hat. He's not affected by pulse weapons.
Huh.
It appears that Rex will not attack giant rats or mole rats if the courier has the animal friend perk. Likewise, despite his apparent hatred for rats, he won't attack Snuffles at Sloan or the occasional non-hostile rat running around Freeside.
If you have him as a companion and go to recruit Arcade Ganon, Arcade will say, a courier, a doctor, and a cybernetic dog. Maybe we can open an act at the top.
He barks at the people if he sees them wearing a hat. That's really funny. I've never noticed that. Huh.
I would have loved to be the person to program that. Just like, that person have a hat? Ruff, ruff, ruff. Rex is Latin for king.
Huh.
Which, like, relates to the kings. Oh, that's really funny.
And then also Kaisar.
Yeah.
That's about everything on Rex.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of bugs that come alongside with Rex, but I don't want to read these.
Yeah.
Look at all these.
When Rex is ordered to return to the 38, he's just not going to be there. Yeah, there's a lot. He just loses health randomly. For some reason, Rex may just randomly die, even outside of hardcore mode.
I've never had that problem.
Wait, hold on. While in combat with an enemy, shooting Rex may cause the game to freeze. Sometimes the people around you in a location will attack Rex if he's unconscious. They will not be hostile to you. Only Rex. Fast traveling will stop the attacks for a while, but not indefinitely.
Oh my god.
When you tell him to go to the 38, he might appear next to the king. Like, what if you're done the king quest line, and you just have nothing you want to do, and it's just like, I'm never going to go back to the king. Like, I have no reason to go back to the king. But that's Rex. That's a little bit of lore for everybody.
That's our little robo dog.
Yeah.
You would have thought that there would have been a section about the different brains.
Actually, hold on, we're not done.
Oh, there is a little section about brains.
Hold on, we're not done. I lied to you. We're going to talk a little bit about, we're just because I feel like we should, because it's so important to Rex, and I don't feel like we're ever going to talk about it in this much depth ever again. The quest ain't nothing
don't
but
talk a, about the quest.
Yeah, ain't nothing but Hound Dog, which is based off the Elvis song. Isis companion quest. You talk to the king in Freeside and ask him about Rex, and he'll explain that something is seriously wrong with him. He'll request the courier visit Julie Farkas at the old Norman fort, and she'll tell him that there is a man named Doc Henry in Jacobstown who can help. The first brain that you can collect is at Gibson's scrapyard. She'll ask 700 taps for Ray's brain. The second brain is at a fiend camp near the Poseidon gas station.
That's Violetta, right?
Yes. This is including Violetta, a boss guard dog. Her master's name is Violet. They must be killed to acquire the brain. And the third is at the fort with Kaisar, to which access is granted to the render unto Kaisar. Talk to Anthony about Lupa, and eventually about a brain for Rex. Anthony will then ask for Lupa to be given an honorable death. One must fight Lupa in the arena with only a machete and no armor. Your reward, Lupa's brain.
That's kind of a cool one. I've never done that.
If you take the Ray from Old Lady Gibson, you get Faithful Protector, increasing the attack damage to 25%. If you take Violetta's brain, you get the Unshakable Tracker, which gives you plus 50 movement speed. And if you take Lupa's brain, you get Blood of the Legion, increasing the damage threshold by 10 DT.
I've never done Lupa's, but I've done the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like barely ever do Caesar runs.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. I love Legion.
I will do a Caesar run eventually.
Chris and I were talking about New Vegas, and he was telling me that he's playing currently a Kaisar run, and you can fight in the arena.
Really?
Like, outside of fighting Benny. Like, he went to go fight in the arena, but because he's playing a woman, he's like, a woman will never fight under Kaisar's reign in the arena.
Did he fight anyone?
I don't think so. I don't think you can if you're a woman.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. So that's Rex. That's everybody's favorite good little boy, Rex.
Coming to you soon on holotape.
I'm really tired.
I can tell. I can see it in your face.
Yeah.
You seem exhausted.
To me, it's 10 o'clock. It's almost 11 o'clock. Since I'm 2 hours behind Olive now, we have to try to finagle this to make it work for time zone. And I'm just not used to it. And just like going out, like we went out just to go to this. I think I told it to you beforehand, before we started. There's this little Mexican spot nearby. It's okay. It's super cheap. It was like $6 or $7 for like a gas burrito.
It's not bad.
But like, I don't ever want to go there again. I think Mexican food, I think Mexican food in general is really overrated. That's just me not saying Mexican people or culture.
I love traditional Mexican food, but like, going out and getting tacos is just like, whatever.
No, this place seemed okay. Like, it seemed like not a traditional, like an Americanized Mexican joint.
Mm-hmm.
And,
A Taco Bell.
No.
But different.
No. It was more like, the Spanish people were working there.
Oh.
Okay. Like, the dude taking my order barely spoke. He spoke enough English to get by. But I'm fucking beat, dude. I'm fucking exhausted. Oh my God. I'm really tired. The altitude's kicking my ass. The time change is kicking my ass. And I was like, give me 3 days. I'll be on my feet. I'll be ready to rock. And I'm just fucking beat.
Yeah.
I'm fucking beat. Oh my God.
Take your time.
I just like, and then it was like today I did a bunch of shit that I had to do. I took it easy, but it was still like, even taking it easy, you still do a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And I sat down to play God of War, and that game is fucking amazing.
That game is really good.
Dude, it just doesn't end. It just doesn't end. It just keeps going and going and going.
Which is funny, because it seemed like it was kind of wrapping up when we were playing it the other day.
Yeah. We're playing it, and it's like, oh, okay, we're getting to the end. Nope. And then it started happening again. It was like, okay, we're getting to the end. Nah, you thought, bucko. Like, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. After that, I'm going to hit.
Yeah, I actually know someone that worked on that game.
Yeah, tell that dude I love him.
I will.
Tell him I want to give him a big old smooch on the forehead, because that game is fun. Dude, there's a point, like, I don't want to, like, tell you, I don't want to spoil anything, but, like, I'll tell you, like, later, that it's just so fucking tight, like, what happens. It's so good. I love that game. And I'm sitting there, like, playing it, and I'm just like, this is my second favorite PS4 game. Like, I just think it's so funny
really?
That it took so long for, yeah, it's my second favorite PS4 game. It's Last of Us 2, and then God of War. So far. Like, that's exclusive. Fucking, it's incredible. It's so good.
Yeah, I found it. He was a gameplay programmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew it.
Cool. So, 2021. We're here. It's official. We thought it would never get here. Some parts it felt like it was going to take forever, and then at the same time it felt like it was super dragging on. See, it didn't feel like it was dragging on. At the same time, it felt like it was dragging on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to the end of the year, and I was like, "Oh shit, it's December."
Yeah, I don't feel like it was dragging on, but it felt like I was walking the same pace with like 3 backpacks.
Really?
Like it just felt like such a heavy year, just an exhausting year. I feel like I aged like fourfold.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be weird having neighbors. I grew up, like, without neighbors ever. And now I'm in, like, a building with people and shit. I'm so fucking beat. Holy shit.
I know.
Yeah.
We're not making very good radio.
2021. What are you looking forward to? What do you want to see? This could be videos. James. This could be movies. This could be just personal shit. This could be, I don't know, fucking sneakers. I don't fucking, I'm just looking at something around my room. Anything.
I don't really know. I don't really have a lot on deck, really. I'm looking forward to getting back to my home in New York. looking forward to just getting like a new job and figuring some stuff out. I'm taking a little bit of a break from school because I feel like I'm not getting my money's worth during the pandemic. So I'm just going to take some time off until hopefully that gets sorted. But now is going to be time for me to hone my skills in other ways. So I'm excited to explore that. Of course, with alongside all my like personal development of like in transitioning and all.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I don't really have much that I'm looking forward to except just having a little bit of time. What about you? What are you looking forward to?
Right now, some fucking sleep. Jesus. I don't know. I don't think 2020 was that bad. I think...
like we talked about this last time that we recorded.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of people kind of over-exaggerating. A lot of people going through hardship for what seemed like the first time.
I wouldn't necessarily say over-exaggerating. I think that some people's reactions are pretty valid, seeing as shit got pretty bad and continues to be pretty bad. I mean, like you said earlier in the show, there are plenty of innocent people of color in jail for petty drug crimes.
Yeah, but that's not like it was only happening in 2020. That's been happening since fucking...
Right. So, but we also had, like, the assault on the Capitol, like, last week.
Yeah.
Today, the president got impeached again.
Yeah,
the first president to get impeached twice.
Yeah.
And he's going to be tried in the Senate. That's fucking crazy. Wait, I know this isn't the politics show, but the president is going to be tried in the Senate for not like it's not being tried for treason, but like really close to treason to like supporting an insurrection.
Wow.
It's like, and he's going to be barred. Hopefully he's going to be barred from holding public office for the rest of his life.
Wow. It's That's fucking wild. So I think 2020 is going to be fine. I think like,
or 2021,
sorry, 2021 is going to be fine. Nobody wanted to say it, but like, I mean, I've seen memes about it. 2020, we didn't have a single Marvel movie. So there wasn't just shit being pushed out into theaters for the sake of shit being pushed out of theaters. Cause Disney needs to make every dollar on the planet. Like, I don't know. I think a lot of it was fine. I think if people don't come out of it and learn something either about themselves or their world around them, then you spent that time in quarantine learning how to make bread, watching Tiger King, and getting addicted to wine. Like you fucked up. Like that being said, I just think 2021 is I hope a lot of shit changes but stays the same from 2020. Like, I hope that, I hope people are, like, more accepting about masks in general. Like, oh, I'm sick. I don't want to get other people sick. I have, like, a cold or I have, like, hay fever.
Throw a mask on.
I want to put a mask on so I can, like, go out and do my daily activities like I usually do, but masked up. Like, I hope the plexiglass screens that are everywhere stay. Like, when you go to the gas station or you go to, like, grocery shop, like, I don't need people that close to me.
Yeah.
I don't want people that close to me.
I mean, ultimately, it's going to reduce the risk of transmitting any infection. That's, like, airborne. So, yeah, I mean, those different things that were instated, I think, could still do a lot of good for a while. I mean, at least until COVID-19 is considered as petty as the common cold, which is kind of the velocity that it seems like it's going to be after there's widespread immunity.
Yeah, I mean, we have a vaccine. It's just
never
like,
just going to go away.
Dude, do you remember on the trip here from the drive from Pennsylvania, we got to Kansas, and one, Kansas is beautiful.
Yeah, we should talk about, like, the entire trek.
Okay, hold on. We will. But, like, Kansas is beautiful. It's a beautiful state. We went to this one gas station, and nobody had a fucking mask on. Like, nobody had a mask on.
Oh, the one that was, like,
on.
Really nice that had the Subway?
It had, like, a Subway and an IHOP attached.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody had a mask. There was, like, an entire family of people in there, and just nobody had a mask. Lady at the counter didn't have a mask. Dude at the counter had a mask, but it was under his nose, like, almost on his lip. Like, And it's just cool to like, dude, I went to a gas station today. I went to a gas station today. And the workers didn't have masks on. I thought it was crazy. I'm just so used to, like, I thought if anybody would have it, it'd be the workers at the gas station would have the masks on. Sans mask. I don't know.
I don't know.
But
things are going to get worse before they get better.
Before you said you wanted to talk about the trip, which is fine. We can do that. I just want to say in 2021, I have some ideas for some videos on the channel. So you should go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Go check it out. There's some stuff there. Time feels like it's moving so gosh damn slow. I would like to try streaming more. I would like to try to do a couple more things. I have lizard brains. Once I kind of get back on a normal, regular, degular schedule, Marcus and I will be going back to doing our usual lizard brains activities. And hopefully that'll be back at a bi-weekly thing. Hopefully Kyle and I will like something at the same time again. So we'll get another episode of Kyle and Vince Likes.
I don't know. Kyle likes a lot of things, but you don't really like that many things that frequently.
Hopefully we get hopefully in 2021 we get at least one, maybe two episodes of Atomic Tabletop. Hopefully.
We're gonna have at least 4 to 6.
Yeah. Can I put you to that? That does not count the one that we recorded 6 months ago.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You heard it here first, kids.
You heard it here first.
Did you work on that at all today?
Not today.
Okay. So, really gonna wet my whistle today.
So, yeah. I keep seeing you drink water, and I'm like parched.
Go get a water quick.
No.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to.
Okay. I'm also very tired.
I know, friend. It's been a very stressful week for you.
Today that we're recording this, Wednesday the 13th, is actually a week since I left Pennsylvania. And
most of that time has been driving.
Yeah. I've been to Costco. And
the other most of that time has been Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris and I actually went to Costco like the day you left and the day after.
So, wait, every single day you've been in Colorado, you've been to Costco?
Every day but 2 days that I've been in Colorado, I've been to Costco. Can't not have those 150 hot dogs. God damn.
Did you just go in for the hot dog and leave?
Oh, we did the other day. Actually, no, I lie. They have, right now, they have these, like, udon noodle, like, stir-fry kits. And I bought rotisserie chicken.
Like a pre-made thing?
Yeah, it was like a... No. It's, you have to make it, but it's like a package of like a fancy ramen, essentially. It was 3 and change, right? And there's 4 meals, essentially, in one bag. And I had a rotisserie chicken, and I scrambled up a couple eggs, and I threw a cup of rotisserie chicken, threw it in a pan, got it nice and warm, got it a little crisp. Put the egg, put it in with the noodles, put the chicken in, and Chris was like, this is the best thing I've had in such a long time.
That sounds wild.
It wasn't even that crazy. It was just like, it was like vegetables that were in the thing. So we went back and bought 4 packages of these noodles just to have them in the freezer. I bought like a thing that's like 3 pounds of hummus, and hummus goes really good on a bagel.
Huh, really?
If you don't want to use butter, like you're trying to keep that cholesterol down, hummus. Throw a little sriracha on it, little kosher salt. Oh, dude, I fucking love hummus. Ooh. I love bagels. I really am Jewish. Like, I just am. Like, I know it. Somewhere in my lineage is like. We went there, and then, well, originally what was going to happen is I wanted to go to Best Buy because I got my TV open box and I wanted to set up my living room, and I was trying to make my living room as much as a home theater as you can do inside of a place like this. Mm-hmm. And I went back to go get this TV that was there that was a fucking steal. And it was gone. All the TVs were gone.
$150.
It was like $170 for a 43-inch 4K. And I was going to go pick it up. Because the TV I have, oops, I got for like 30 or 40 bucks off. Because the guy's like, we can work with price because it's open box. So I wanted to go back and look at a $170 TV and be like, yeah, give me this for $120. But it was gone. It was gone. There was a couple cheap ones there, but they were like 1080, and I was like, fuck that. If I'm putting this in my living room,
no.
I want 4K. Especially because I just saw 4K for this price, like $160. I just saw a 4K TV that was bigger. So I have this fucking...
I'm sure if you go back next week, you'll find something.
Well, I asked why they had so many, and the guy told me because of the holiday. Because over the holidays, people just bring shit back, and I just genuinely didn't think that. I was like, oh yeah, that makes some kind of a scent.
Yeah.
Damn. Moving is fucking tiresome. I'm trying to, like, not look dead on camera.
Especially when you can't breathe.
Yeah, I just can't fucking... I feel like we're just talking in circles. You want to play a game? You want to do something
we
fun?
We are talking in circles a little bit. Yeah, I was going to ask something, but I completely forget what it was.
Yes, I would like $100. You could PayPal it to me.
No.
Yeah.
Shit, I completely forgot what it was. Yeah, hit me with something.
Fuck, I was throwing that ball in your court.
A game?
I don't know.
I have a question for not only you, but our audience as well.
Okay.
I know that... You have been itching for some craft, some Minecraft.
Minecraft.
And I'm always itching for some Minecraft.
Minecraft.
So I want to know. Minecraft. So hit me up in the comments or on Twitter. You can find those things in the description.
Minecraft.
Do you guys want to play Minecraft with us? Do you want us to stream it? Do you want to see, like pre-recorded videos that we put on, like a Let's Play that we put on the channel?
Would you watch
a Let's
Play? I've
just been really wanting to play. I would love to film a Let's Play.
Yeah, that's an idea that we've kind of been shopping around in the Discord for a few months now. It feels like 6 months, which, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I have a server, like, pre-set up, ready to go.
We want to know, Olive and I would like to start doing a Minecraft Let's Play on the channel. I don't know what the goal would be. I just kind of like the idea of two friends fucking around playing the craft. Papa Kyle might show up, and then sometimes
Papa will be there.
Sometimes I think we might open it up to the Discord. First, X amount of people in a chat room or whatever jumps in. They get invited. They can play. Something like that. Make some videos out of it. If you guys are into that.
Definitely sound off in the comments.
I mean, it's going to happen regardless. Like, it's going to happen. Like, we're going to make a Minecraft Let's Play. It's something that I've been talking about for like a year now that I wanted to do. But yeah, we're going to do it. I want to play the fucking craft. I want to play the craft.
What do you think our goal would be? Because I want to build a castle.
I want to build, I want to build Castle Ghoulman. Did I ever tell you about Castle Grayskull that I built?
Yes. Yeah, you did.
Did I ever say it on the show?
I don't know. Do you want to share?
Pre-creative on the Xbox 360, an old friend of mine, Gary, and a couple other people got together, and I hosted the server on it because you had to, like, have it open. And pre-creative, we built a castle that was 2 cobblestone thick. And I think it was 40 high or 64. It was 64 high, 64 wide. So it was a perfect 64 cube, but it was just like a wall. And I built this wall, and in the middle it was like a kingdom. And we built a moat that was 3 across, 3 deep before creative, and filled that motherfucker with water. I built Redstone Gate before creative. I built the last I remember playing it. I had built before creative. I had built a vault. I was trying to make like a vault 101 type deal in the back of it that I kind of wanted as like a sanctuary getaway thing. But I had a farm. I had like a bank. I think I had a restaurant of some sort or a grocery store. I think at one point we started doing it in creative because I think we like outside of the castle was like 3D. When I say 3D, I just mean like 3D in like sense of blocks. It was pixel art, like in the style of Mega Man, but like the Vault Boy, there was the bat symbol. I think some Spider-Man there. Then we had the Moon Forest, which you've ever heard us talk about D&D. It's like an actual thing in our D&D games. Because of this Minecraft game, it was the Moon Forest, and it was called that because it was this dark, oaky wood that only grew in when the moon was out and in the center of the moon forest. And the reason why we even built the moon forest is because we were cutting down so many trees and we were trying to build shit and we were running out of trees. So we're like, all right, let's make a forest.
And that was when there was like only small map sizes.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't huge. There was one map. I don't know if it's that one. I couldn't find cactuses. There were no cactuses in my server. Like, whatsoever. Ooh. So I just, before creative, did not have green ink. Like, I just didn't have anything green. But.
No green for you.
But, do they have green?
No, but we do have brown.
But. Inside the middle of the moon forest, I cleared out a nice big space, and I built the Deku Tree from Legend of Zelda. But inside the mouth of the Deku Tree, there was, like, stairs that went up, and inside the mouth was the Nether portal.
So, oh, that's really cool.
So you go in the Nether portal, like, everything was redstone, so it was, like, a nice, like, cozy feel when you went in there, and, like, I don't remember if you had the ability back then to take down the leaves and like put them somewhere else, but I remember planting trees on top of the Deku Tree, so when it grew out, it just looked like one big tree above it. Yeah.
Damn.
And I'll never see that world ever again because it's on my old 360.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like, that's like a weird, like...
You'll always remember it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm trying to remember it.
I do some pretty intense archival when it comes to my own servers. So I have probably every single world and server that I've ever made.
Well, I haven't been playing since pre-alpha.
Yeah.
So.
On one of these many hard drives, I have all of my servers and worlds just floating about. I'm only really, like, attached to, like, one or two of them, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
One of them was a world that I wanted to make, like, an adventure map out of. And I was working with, like, different, like, server plugins to, like, I wanted to basically do, like, a Hypixel thing back before Hypixel was even a thing.
Okay.
Where, like, it was all, like, server-based, like, scripts and plugins to run like an adventure map server. So it was a really ambitious plan, and I had no idea how server code really worked. But I still have that world, and I really, really like it. That was a lovely time. I have my own like texture pack and stuff. Other than that, I have a bunch of sky blocks that I have just like set aside in different mod packs because I always do something really cool with my skyblocks. Like this one, I built like a floating kingdom that was really neat.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
When we do the Let's Play, the goal is to first build like a Chateau de la RH, obviously. And then after that, I don't know if we're going to do face cam with that, to be honest. I kind of don't want to do face cam with it. Mm. Yeah. I'll show you the setup that I want to do. But yeah, build a house. Then I want to kind of, like, just mine resources, find diamond at one point, and I kind of want to sit down and, like, say, like, all right, as soon as we find diamond, then we got to do this. And once we do that, that goal happens. And then once that happens, that happens. Like, I have, like, the first three big goals, like, set up for us. But, yeah, I love the craft. It's a ton of fun. I want to play it. I want to play with you.
I also really want to play.
I want to play with Papa. And I want to play with the Discord.
Meaning... Discord, better hop on it.
Join.
Other than that, I don't really have much to talk about.
No, I'm very tired and the air is very thin.
Yeah, you need a break, my friend.
Yeah. I think when I'm done this, I'm just going to kind of lazily drift off to bed. Dude, okay, so I feel like I'd be doing a disservice, and I don't have it on me, and I would show it off, but since the last time we actually sat down together and recorded, we recorded something on the drive here, but since we last recorded, we lost an artist, a visionary, a pioneer, we lost a soul, We lost a genius. We lost an inspiration. We lost MF Doom. And I genuinely cannot believe that we lost Doom. It was, he's just one of those figures in music that I never thought was going to die. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just when you like an artist so much, you're just like, oh, yeah. And, like, I know he was paying people to show up at his shows and pretend to be him, but it's just like, oh, now I'll never get to see him live.
Right.
And we don't even know why he died.
Finishing Mad Villainy 2.
What's that?
And they never finished Mad Villainy 2.
Well, I sent you a video that...
It's like it's mostly done.
It's like done, but it's like not done. So like, apparently right before he died, he gave permission to Stone's Throw to put out Mad Villainy 2. But like, there's a whole bunch of fucking moving parts for it. It's just, we lost. I made a video for it. It's on the channel. It's called thevillain.mp4. It's just a quick edit I did of one of my favorite beats of his, and just like a thank you, like a send off, I guess is the better way to put it. Of just, I don't think without Doom, anything I've ever done creatively, especially past the point where I found him, I would have done. The number one thing I learned from Doom was do it different. Do it you, do it weird, just make, do it however you want to do it, as long as you do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, without that, I don't think this would be here.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But when Madlib dies, I'm gonna need like a week. Like, I'm gonna need a fucking week.
You're gonna need a week. Yeah.
Which is funny, because I remember thinking about that a lot this year when I was at work. I was working nights, so I was fucking... just ready. And I remember thinking, like, wow, what am I gonna do in Madlib dies? Little would I know, a few months later, fucking when people said, who do you think the best living rapper alive is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So
gone but not forgotten.
Yeah.
Do you know who else is not forgotten?
Who would that be?
He would be Shane Ivers. Oh, he makes our intro music. He makes our intro music, and it's called Feather Duster. If you want to pick it up, you can get it at the store. And by that, I mean www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Vince, tell the folks about other stuff.
Hey, folks at home. You want to hear about some other stuff? Check this shit out. We have social media. Myself, all of the show. You can check it out in the description below. You can all, while you're down there, check out the Discord. We talked about the Discord. If you want to play Minecraft with us, there most likely will be a way through the Discord. Join the Discord. It's always a time. We're always having a hoot. We're always having a holler in there. Since it's the new year, people are starting to get back to the regular schwang of things. Hopefully we're going to get back to game nights. We're going to be having a little fun. A little merriment, a little enjoyment, other synonyms for fun. And if you'd like to support the show, see the show get a little bit bigger, a little bit better, a little bit harder, faster, stronger, you can throw us a couple bucks on Patreon. We did thank those people beforehand. Also, I'm thinking about changing this. So when you guys who are patrons, I might put this on Patreon soon. If you go on there and you give us any amount of money, feel free to say that you're an executive producer of the show.
Put it on. I don't think that's how that works.
What do you mean?
Because, like, the executive producer would... I don't think that's
say
how that works.
You say that you're... No, maybe not executive producer. Say you are a producer of the show. No?
I would say contributor.
But if you give money towards the show, you're quite literally helping produce a program. Put it on a resume that you've worked, like, on a podcast, is all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, you can at least do that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you to the Patreon. If you'd like to throw us a couple bucks and you don't want to subscribe to the Patreon, but you do like our logos, you do like the things that we work on, you can jump to our Redbubble where you can buy a bunch of duvets and I don't know why I keep wanting to say shark bubble. I don't know what the fuck a shark bubble is. Shark bubble.
What's a shark
from bubble? The makers of Gorilla Glue comes shark bubble. Like, that's just what's, I want to go to bed. I very much would like some sleep. You could buy stickers, t-shirts, hoodies, backpacks, books, mugs, a bunch of shit on Redbubble. Thank you for supporting us in any way possible. I don't think we have anything else to say. The date is January 13th, 2021. I no longer live in Pennsylvania, and I'm recording another episode of Atomic Radio Hour, episode 132, that is. I'm rambling at this point. I want to go to bed. I'm a tired...
Goodbye, everyone.
...tired individual. Sometimes I think Vince about...
Let's let Vince have his peace.
Sometimes I just think about things, and I think to myself... Little Vincey needs to go to bed. Should I think? Where do you think? Is there a factory of thinking? Who is and isn't thinking? But then I think to myself...
That's a wrap, folks.
Is the cookie dough really finished when it's in my belly? What's the point of eating the cookie?
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.